Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the audio conference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Juliana Kalil, Investor Relations Coordinator at Indústrias Home. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for participating in Rumo's conference call to discuss 2014's first quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.rumo.com in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Luiz Rosendo Lins, Chief Financial Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Administrative and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's 2014 first quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Livaldo.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us once again, this time for the first quarter of 2014 earnings result presentation. As presented on the release post last night, which everyone has access to, there was substantial improvement in the results comparing the first quarter of 2014 with first quarter of 2013. Net revenues increased 7.4%. We reversed the loss of 5.5 million reais to a profit of 3 million reais in the quarter. EBITDA was 12.6 million reais. And again, cash generation about 10 million with net debt reduction from 96 to 86 million at the end of the period. We continue in line with our core purpose to recover the company's profitability. Considering that due to the seasonality of our business, the first quarter of the year is not one that presents itself as one of the best due primarily to the volume of sales, which is usually substantially lower than other quarters of the year. Macroeconomic scenario, as can be seen in indicators usually presented, such as the level of capacity utilization and the Business Industrial Confidence Index, that is generated indicating Brazil economy is very volatile. Additionally, data presented by Eufasia indicates decrease in the production of the light vehicles, truck business, and agricultural machines, impacting all business units. However, the road and machinery cast iron parts P&L was the most negatively impacted. Fact forward at the fourth quarter 13 conference call when we presented our concern with the order backlog at the end of that quarter for this business. The result of the quarter, there was substantial improvement in the plastic machining business P&L with an interesting order backlog for the second quarter of 2014. However, with order intake well below those shown in the 2013 quarters. The machining tool business P&L remains very solid for the year in terms of order entry and backlog. As is known, in the month of May happens the International Machine Trade Fair in São Paulo, an event that normally indicates the trend of the machinery market for the rest of the year. We are preparing, as we always have, presentation and release for new version of machines and automation features that must positively impact our presence at this event. We emphasize that last Friday, April the 25th, we inaugurated our all site called Distrito. Our technology for, excuse me, our Center for Technological Diffusion, the presence of the President of the BNDES authorities, and especially more than 200 customers who met the new and modern facility, whose purpose is to spread our knowledge and technology of Rome's products, reinforcing our commitment with customers. On this occasion, we also had the opportunity to visit the new facility of the flexible manufacturing system purchased from our subsidiary, Bucher Weber, which is in the final stage of assembly and commission. The system is essential to continue reducing the machining production lead time and for our effort toward improving the performance of industrial operations. A brief comment of the operation of Bucher Weber: the quarter was within the expected performance, and we emphasize that for this business, considering the backlog which remains strong, including the first order from South Korea, much of the revenues should only happen in the second half of the year, particularly in the fourth quarter. Therefore, considering everything presented here, we are very confident continue to deliver every quarter with profit. However, with some volatility in the economic terms, since our budget is quite close to this reality and so far has been satisfactory. And I'll turn the call over to Fabio, and I will be returning in the Q&A session. Please, Fabio, go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, thank you very much for attending to this conference call. I'd like to start with the chart number 3. Here we have the highlights of this first quarter. The first was the net operating revenues that amounted to 150.7 million, 7.4% higher compared to the first quarter 2013. Plastics division was the one in which revenues increased the most, with more sophisticated and heavier machines. Also, gross margin improvement was mainly due to the mix of products delivered in the first quarter of 2014 and the gradual price recovery, as well as the cost and expenses cut measures that contributed to control the inflation pressure. The EBITDA margin improvement, additionally to the aspects just mentioned, the strict control on the expenses and the stabilization of delinquency rates, which reduced the need of bad debt provision, helped to increase EBITDA operating margins. The expenses related to bad debt provision in the first quarter 2013 amounted to 5.4 million compared to 0.5 million in this first quarter. Due to the margin improvements just mentioned, in this quarter we reached net profit of 3 million, changing the situation of loss in the first quarter 2013. Important to mention that cash generation was again positive this quarter, reducing the net debt by 9.2 million. In terms of order entry this quarter was 13.9% above the first quarter 2013. Although the general demand for machines is not showing any recovery in 2014, we grew 14%, but mainly pushed by machine tools and machine tools, especially the BW order entry, which is our German operation. Our order backlog remains solid, showing an increase of about 24% when compared to March 2013. Moving to the chart number 4, here is the macroeconomic indicators. Here we have the GDP, industrial GDP, and in the dark blue line, the gross fixed capital formation. What we see is, although gross fixed capital formation is higher when compared to a low base in 2012, The macroeconomic scenario remains volatile and customers' confidence is still at a low level, showing that 2014 should not be a strong year in terms of investment levels. It can also be noted in the following chart on the page 5, where we see the entrepreneurs' confidence index below 50 points, which shows a challenging scenario for this year. Below 50 points is only comparable to 2009 in the global crisis period. In the slide number 6, this is the revenues distribution by business unit. When analyzing the revenue distribution in one single quarter, it's too short and concentrations might happen that affect such a distribution. In any case, what we can say is that all our customer segments are pretty stable when compared to 2013, and we do not have any sector that is significantly above 2013 levels. In the machine tools, when we see job shops jumping from 19% to 27%, it's basically because we delivered a heavy machine, a vertical turning center, in this quarter that affect such distribution. In the raw and machine cast iron parts revenue distribution, trucks and agriculture increased its participation this year when compared to 2013. It's mainly because the wind power segment dropped most, and 2013 for this segment certainly will be a challenging year. However, we might see wind power recovering participation in the castings revenues in the following quarters. Slide number 7, machine tools accounted for about 6-7% of our revenues in the first quarter 2014, followed by plastics machines with 19% and castings with 14%. In the bars graph just below, when we compare the first quarter 2014 revenue to the first quarter 2013, we see the foreign sales pretty stable. What we can say is that this new exchange level is giving to Rumi's products more competitiveness abroad, and what we see is the order entry for external market increasing this first quarter when compared to the same quarter 2013. In the slide number 8, here we have the sales distribution. Domestic revenues represented 79% of the company in this quarter and also in the first quarter 2013. And in this quarter, the main overseas market was Europe, followed by Asia. And Asia is basically our German operation, the BW, that exports to Asia. In the chart number 9, this is the order entry and backlog. Order entry in the first quarter 2014 grew around 14% compared to the same period in 2013. Actually, the business unit that grew most was the machine tools, that increased 41%. As I already mentioned, it's mainly due to BW orders that were significant above this quarter when compared to 2013. In the plastics machines division, which feels earlier, the economic situation decreased to 28% when compared to 2013, mainly because projects in this segment were postponed due to the high level of uncertainties of the Brazilian economy. In the casting business, the orders decreased by 15.4%, mainly affected by the wind power segment. Overall, our moderate expectations for the year of 2014 align to a more flexible structure to face weaker and more volatile economic cycles, as well as the focus on profitability and cash generation since accrued up to now. Going to the chart number 10. This is the cost of goods sold, the cost structure. What we see in 2014 was the decrease of the main fixed and semi-fixed costs, as labor especially. It's basically due to the operation efficiency projects very much focused on flexibility to respond to the demand fluctuations over the quarters, that we are trying to be much faster to react and then do not hurt too much our margins, basically due to the fluctuations on volume and demand. In the chart number 11, this is the profitability session. And in all the following charts regarding the profitability, we focus our analysis on the first quarter 2014 compared to the first quarter 2013 and not to the previous quarter, once there is a normal seasonality in our operations. So starting from the gross margin increased from 26 to 29%, about 3 points in this first quarter. As a result of the mix of products, I mean, more sophisticated and heavier machines, also the operational efficiency measures, and also due to the gradual price recovery. The increase in the operating margin also occurred due to the control over the operating expenses, which is usual in our operations, and due to the stabilization of the delinquency rates that reduce the level of expenses related to bad debt provision. Then it can be noted in the G&A expenses, where bad debt provision is recorded, that reduced this quarter, affecting positively our operating margins. The chart number 12, EBITDA margin reached 8.4% this quarter, showing a steady and solid recovery. The reasons are those mentioned in the previous chart. The net profit, we reached 3 million positive net profit this quarter, showing important improvement in the company's performance when compared to the 5.5 million loss in the first quarter 2013. The chart number 13, this is the business unit's results. In the machine tools division, revenues in this quarter were slightly above the first quarter 2013. However, gross and EBITDA margins improved significantly. Mainly, those improvements were related to the mix of products with heavier machines and the strict control of the costs and expenses. In the plastics machines division, as expected, volume increased by 6% this quarter when compared to the first quarter 2013 with higher gross margin. These aspects combined resulted in a positive EBITDA margin of 6.4%, changing the loss scenario of previous quarters. In the casting business, margins have decreased due to the low capacity utilization this quarter, which was below 50%. The chart number 14, this is the net debt position. Net debt was reduced by 9.2 million this quarter, showing a consistent operational cash generation since the third quarter 2012, where we had the net debt of around 156 million, and it's in this first quarter was reduced to 86.5 million. The chart number 15, here we have our German operations results. As mentioned in our last call, most BW machines in 2014 are scheduled to be delivered in the second half of the year, especially in the last quarter. As a result of that, revenues in the first quarter were lower than the previous quarter, resulting in a decrease in the operating margins. However, when we compare to the first quarter 2013, where revenues were at the same level, we can notice that operating margins, EBIT, EBITDA, and also net income or net loss were quite stable in both quarters. It's important to mention that BW had a strong order entry in this first quarter, and backlog amounted to over 100 million reais by the end of March, approximately 20% above March 2013, which shows that operations remain solid and we see better results in the second half of this year, especially in the last quarter. Slide number 16, this is the share performance. The share performance for the last 24 months was a little bit better than the index, Ibovespa index. Actually, this it decreased by 15%, mainly affected by the high level of uncertainty related to the Brazilian economy and especially the industry performance. Well, we finished our presentation. Now, we'll be very glad to answer your questions in case you have. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again to participate in this call. Hope to have you on board next call. Good day and thanks again. Bye.
That does conclude Rumi's quarter earnings results conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.